Good evening, this is Father Steve West of the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago, the parish of St. Barnabas, and this is our reflection for this fifth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 9, year A. Welcome, and our readings for today, Zechariah 9, verses 9 to 12, Psalm 145, Romans 7, 15 to 25a, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 16 to 19, and 25 to 30. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here. He has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, when we come to worship, you call us to look in different directions. When we look up to offer hymns of adoration and praise you in prayer and bless your name, you direct our gaze within to the anger and selfishness there, and to the hurt and pain that our thoughtless words and deeds have brought to our neighbors. We know our need of your forgiveness. When we look inward, you direct our eyes to the needs of your world and the brokenness of those around us. When we come bearing the needs of your world, you direct us to bring our thanks for what we have received. Lord, when we come, you meet us. Hold us and help us to lift our eyes to see your glory. Amen. Thank you. call it for proper nine. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, An Invitation to All. An Invitation to All. Jesus issues an invitation to all of humankind, an invitation that we refuse to our peril because it can make a tremendous difference in our lives. In our gospel for today, from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In our journey through life, we carry many burdens. A burden is described typically as a heavy load, something that causes worry, hardship, or distress. Sometimes we simply refer to them as issues, trials, or challenges. In life, we encounter situations that weigh us down, emotionally and spiritually. These burdens are not as easy to put down as physical burdens. Emotional and spiritual burdens weigh us down, steal our joy, increase our fear and doubt. Something like the effect of the COVID-19 pandemic has had on many of us. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, says to us in our real life situation today, "Come to me, all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." We don't have to let the trials and tribulations of life wear us down. We have an invitation to share them with Jesus. Maybe we are weary because we have been carrying the burdens alone. Those who we expected to help us have abandoned us. Maybe we have had our priorities all wrong, and we have created the burdens for ourselves. Maybe we are doing something that is against God's will for us. As a result, it quickly becomes a burden. Whatever the cause, whatever the burden, we are invited to bring it to Jesus. He is offering to give us rest, relief, and refreshment. Rest, relief, and refreshment that will enable the burden to become light, manageable, and enable us to carry it easily. Jesus, through the help of the Holy Spirit, will enable us to carry our burdens, lighten our burdens, and enable us to carry the them without labor or becoming overwhelmed. Jesus is not saying that we will not have any burdens, but we will have the rest that we need to enable us to take on the burdens with renewed vigor and strength in His name and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, however, does not stop there. He's not only offering to give us rest, but He offers us a yoke. That might seem to be a contradiction. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. In the culture of his day, the yoke had two meanings, an agricultural and a scriptural one. The yoke was a farming implement that joined two animals, for example, two oxen, together to enable them to share the workload evenly and be more productive. When we take Jesus' yoke on us, He shares our burdens. We become more productive, and our work with Him becomes more rewarding. In farming, the yoke was also used to put a young animal with a more experienced one, to enable the older animal to train the younger as they work together. When we are yoked with Jesus, He enables, empowers, and sustains us as we work with Him for the building up of the body of Christ and for the good of all people. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, will enable us to do the work that God has set before us and to finish the task. The word yoke was also used in a scriptural sense in the context of the teaching of Judaism. Each rabbi had their own yoke, that is, their own interpretation of Old Testament scripture. The rabbi would pass on their own brand of teaching by living in community with his students. Jesus invites us to learn from him in a continuous relationship. In that relationship, through the Holy Spirit, he will equip, guide, and sustain us in a life of loving service. If we come to Jesus and live by the principles and precepts that he taught, we will certainly become more like him, gentle and humble in heart. The yoke that Jesus would give us, he has already carried. He knows its weight. He knows its strengths and weaknesses. He has been there. He has lived among us. He has experienced the stresses, strains, and temptations of this life. Jesus, therefore, is the best person to help us, to guide us, and to learn from as we carry his yoke. Each yoke is custom made. It is for the individual. Each one of us has a ministry. We have different gifts from the same Spirit to enable us to carry out the ministry that God has set before us. Each yoke, therefore, fits the individual and is in line with their ministry, their purpose, and their role in life. We are therefore only able to fulfill our ministry and our purpose if we share the yoke that Jesus would give us, and his teachings become a part of our lives. Indeed, they become the foundation on which our life's work and actions are built. Our yoke is to follow the principles and precepts that Christ taught. Our burden, which is light, is to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our lives. We do that by learning from the example of Jesus and obeying in faith his teachings. When we are able to do that, our work will not become tiresome or burdensome. Our work or ministry for Christ in the world will become fulfilling, satisfying, and rewarding. We will indeed experience life in all its fullness. We will certainly have the same mind that was in Christ in us. We will become gentle and humble. We will love God, love ourselves, and love our neighbors. We will truly be disciples of Christ, experiencing our true vocation and making more disciples for Christ. What more can we desire for ourselves? We will truly be disciples of Christ today and every day. Can we really afford not to accept that invitation? Come to me, all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we give thanks for life and the experience life brings. We thank you for our joys, sorrows, trials, failures, and triumphs. Above all, we thank you for the hope we have in Christ, that we shall find fulfillment in him. We praise you for our country, its beauty, the riches it has for us, and the gifts it showers on us. We thank you for your people, the gift of languages we speak, the variety of races we have, the cultural heritage we cherish, and the latent possibilities that are there for our country to be great. Grant that we accept these gifts with thankfulness and use them for the good of the human race and to bring glory to you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, you have ordained that men should serve you in serving one another by their labors. Have regard, we pray, to this nation, oppressed at this time by many burdens. Grant to its citizens grace to work together with honest and faithful hearts, each caring for the good of all, that seeking first your kingdom and its righteousness, they may add to them all things needful for their daily sustenance and the common good, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, give us yourself above all things. It is in your coming alone that we are enriched. It is in your coming that your true gifts come. Come, Lord, that we may share the gifts of your presence. Come, Lord, with healing of the past. Come and calm our memories. Come with joy for the present. Come and give life to our existence. Come with hope for the future. Come and give a sense of eternity. Come with strength for our wills. Come with power for our thoughts. Come with love for our hearts. Come and give affection to our being. Come, Lord, give yourself above all things and help us to give ourselves to you. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this night and forevermore. Amen. And in the words of Canon Mark Kendall from the Diocese of Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands, test positive for faith, keep distance from doubt, isolate from fear, trust God. Do have a very productive week and be safe. Thank you.